Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and to say it's such a beautiful still evening here, my sound quality is not very good on Skype, but I hope it's streaming okay wherever you are in the world, because it's the Healing Fountain Show and it's week 177, and we have the welcome return of a beautiful crystal healer by the name of Mary E. Gates, and we're going to do things a little bit different today. Later on, she's going to be taking guests, but before we do that, she's actually going to be doing a remote crystal healing for anyone out there listening. And she's going to tell us where she's going to put the crystals for the best healing for whoever's out there. Okay, so then we'll take some live callers. But in the meantime, we're going to cross the ocean over to America and join with Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hi, everyone. Hello, John Christie. Yes, oh, I'm here. And, yeah, it's still winter time here, although we've gotten all dug out of the snow that happened last week. And the sun came out and, cleaned things off a bit and melted things, and the roads and so forth are passable now. And but it's still winter time. We had a tremendous windstorm last night.
Oh,
and
no.
Things got rather cold in the house, but we pulled through it, and we're okay, and here we are.
Great.
I'm ready to do another show and excited to have Mary Gates back on with us.
This
is going to be a lovely show.
Yes, it is. It's great. But what's been happening over there in America to do with the shift? Anything in particular?
That was pretty much it. Going through a bit of a fallow time, I think. The winter time is kind of a time for introspection, you know, looking within, looking deep within.
Especially if you're snoring.
That's what I've been doing. And it is as it is, you know, it is as it should be. There's a time and a season for everything. And this is that season where you... for introspection, for going within.
Well, over here, there's loads and loads of things coming to light. There's been loads of paedophiles being discovered. And there's even been horse meat found in our burgers. Can you believe
it? I love horse meat.
Yeah, no, but you should know
what
the horses
kept the Lakota people alive when times got hard during these times, you know?
Well, you see, over here in England, we think of them more as pets. And so many people have them as pets here that they're a bit like dogs and cats. And to us, it's not so bad if you went to the butchers and ordered yourself a piece of horse meat, but to have it put in your food when you don't know about it, I think that's a national disgrace.
Well,
because the food standards place over here are not doing enough testing. And I think they've cut down the testing of meat products by 40% in the last 3 years. So really, they need to be testing. Because not only that, it's not only finding horse meat in your burgers. What's in the horse? They give the horses drugs. And, we shouldn't have that in our food chain, should we?
There's a lot of things that they put in our food that they don't ask us.
I know, just recently also.
Is it okay if we put a little high fructose corn syrup in your food? You know?
Corn syrup?
Just go right ahead, you know?
A bit of moonshine maybe won't go amiss. No, but I mean, we should know what we're eating, shouldn't we? Don't you think? And so, but it's part of the great shift. It's all to do with the apocalypse that we were speaking about just after the new year, or around the new year, after December 21st, when we said the apocalypse.
The light is
just
being shown in these dark areas, in these dark regions, the little corners, you know, of our lives and of the lives and of authorities and authoritative entities in our lives that have gone, you know, askew. And we're shining light, and they're getting found out, and they're being exposed. And that's a wonderful thing. This is the stuff that makes it a fascinating time to be alive.
Well, that's it. And it's apocalypse just means lifting the veil. And so the veil is being lifted on all these things that we didn't know about before that are all coming out now. So that's part of the great shift. So that's great. Anyway, speaking of...
I thought apocalypse was a mark on your lip. No, never mind.
Well, it could be on yours. I haven't got one on mine. But anyway, I tried to play a song last week and it completely disappeared off the switchboard. And when I went to upload it again today to make sure I could play it today, it was still there. So the angels or the fairies were playing a few tricks on me last week. But anyway, I've got it here. So speaking of light, it's Miss Magical's Twin Flame. So I'm just going to give that a spin now.
Wonderful.
Twin flame, our hearts are the same. As we play this game of life, aligned in unity. Twin flame, our essence the same. Side by side in beauty, and Gaia is smiling. Passion and integrity, humor, we make us laugh cause we are so funny. Loving love. perfect harmony. When flame, our light is the same. We illuminate our journey and shine on everything.
I went to the launch of her album, as you did, Gary. I saw you there on live stream last Wednesday, and it was
yes,
a lovely
and it
show.
Was a fun show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, okay then, so it's time to bring our guest on, because we've got loads to get through when we finish rabbiting. And so let's bring Mary on now. Are you there, please, Mary?
Hi, Jan. Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh,
welcome
nice
back.
So what I'm going to talk about today are crystals, one of things I just totally love, crystal healing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say thank you again for being on the show. And what I'd like to say also is that I'm going to do a remote crystal healing for all of you listeners later on in the show. So I would like to ask you to take off your belts, take off your shoes, sit back, enjoy the healing that you will be receiving, and thank you.
Wonderful.
I have always loved crystals and rocks and shells, and all my life I've been collecting them. And I never knew why they tickled my hand, they got warm in my hand, and when I brought them home, I always thought, oh my gosh, I just feel so happy and peaceful with having rocks and shells around. And then a few years ago, I took a course on crystals and learned about their healing properties. And that's what led me to be a crystal healer. I also have angels around me, as all of you do. I love the angels, and they have guided me to become a healing and angel therapist. Remote healing is something that I've always really loved, is the energy that comes from the crystals, from air, from everything. Energy knows no boundaries. And luckily, I live in an area in a canyon where I have the mountains behind me, the ocean in front of me, a creek on my right, and I have telephone poles on my left. So the energy, I'm in this vortex of energy, and I'm able to send energy to all of you. There's different kinds of crystals. There are the rough stones, which are kept in their natural form. And those are a very powerful, very powerful healing energy. Tumble stones, these are your touch stones, and these have been put in a little machine with sand and water. They're polished. The energy isn't quite as strong as your rough crystals, but you still get really good healing energy from these crystals. Jewelry is another way of gemstones that have been actually put in metal. So even though the jewelry was, the gems were cut, placing them in a metal of copper, stainless, silver, or gold really brings out their healing properties also. So even if you don't have crystals, let's say, laying around, but you have jewelry, you still are receiving the healing properties that each crystal has. Now, the color of the stones, you'll notice that every stone has a different color. There's black, red, brown. Those are for your root chakra. And these support your energy. What they do is they dissolve your energy blockages and tension, relieving pain, and it offers protection for yourself. So if you've ever felt that you have lethargy and maybe you're very, very tired, you might want to check if you have on too much obsidian jewelry or hematites. Because I have a friend one time that had a hematite bracelet on and a necklace, and she couldn't understand why she was dragging. So check your jewelry. Find out if you have too much of your root chakra's jewelry on, and maybe add some rose quartz, and that'll kind of liven you up and give you your energy again. Red stones support the circulatory system, and it strengthens your willpower and keeps one very active. Orange crystals add balance and calmness, promoting the flow of energy. Yellow crystals stimulate your organs, increases energy levels, your immune system, and removes the fear from relationships. Green crystals are harmonious. They detoxify one's body and regenerates your cells, enhances your emotions, and leads one into inner peace. Blue is a calming crystal. It also activates the digestive system and also the circulatory system. It helps distribute fluids throughout your body and releases anxiety. Violet-colored crystals regulate your respiratory system and also strengthen your digestion. Inspires, helps with grief, and promotes serenity. White crystals bring purity, helps with all the deficiencies in one's body and weaknesses. It provides energy and leads to self-realization. Now, each one of the crystals associates with each one of your chakras, which are your healing centers, your energy centers. A root chakra, that's the black, red, and brown crystals. So that's a hematite, a garnet, a red jasper, or a brown jasper, a smoky quartz, black tourmaline, obsidian, snowflake obsidians. Those are your most common black, brown, and red crystals for the root chakra. Your sacral chakra, which is your second chakra, carnelians, orange citrine, orange calcite, your red brachiated jasper, red tourmaline, sunstone, and tangerine quartz. These are really good for your sacral chakra. Your solar plexus, your third chakra, that is your yellow, amber, citrine, tiger's eye, yellow topaz, yellow jasper, yellow jade, yellow spinel, yellow fluorite, and moonstones. For your heart chakra, that's pink and green crystals, rose quartz, aventurine, emerald, pink kunzite, pink tourmaline, a pink agate, morganite, and also a watermelon tourmaline. For your throat chakra, these crystals associated with the throat chakra is aquamarine, a blue lace agate, apatite, chrysocolla, a blue calcite, kyanite, a larimar, sapphire. For your third eye chakra, these are your purple and very dark blue stones. Amethyst, a lapis, sugilite, angelite, celestite, iolite, blue fluorite, a larimar, blue agate, and blue tiger's eye. For your crown chakra, those are your white and your clear crystals, clear quartz. You can also have an amethyst, celestial, tanzanite, violet, serpentine, a labradorite, a selenite. These are your most common crystals for your root chakras. The high vibrational crystals, these activate your higher chakras, as in your soma, your past life chakra, your soul star, and your stellar gateway chakras. These are very high vibrational stones, a selenite, a danbarite, and that can be either your golden danbarite or an aqua danbarite. Lemurian crystals in all the various colors, tanzine aura quartz, and also a fairy cross, which is also a magical crystal. Shaman stones and boji stones, septarian, rutilated quartz. These are some of your high vibrational crystals. Now, if you have children in your home, sometimes the high vibrational and the raw crystals, or crystals in the rough, are a little too strong for children. So that's when the nice polished touchstones come in handy. And a lot of these touchstones are made into little animal totems. So sometimes with children, they'll have nightmares. So if you put like a rose quartz animal totem or a green aventurine or an amethyst, these very soft, loving stones are nice to put in a child's room. And it does help with the energy so the children have less nightmares. I have grandchildren, so I know they always like to play with my crystals, and I make sure that I always have a rose quartz out and a green aventurine so they can touch it. It just is very soothing for them.
That's good information about nightmares and things.
Mm-hmm. Because children, it seems like, especially toddlers, they start developing nightmares. And I know you don't want to put a crystal under their mattress, but you can leave it on their dresser with a little nightlight on, and it just puts out this very soothing energy in their room so they can have peace while they're sleeping.
Somebody was asking about organite, Mary. Have you got any thoughts on that? In the chat room, Dream Master mentioned about organite.
Organite? Let's see. I don't have any per se, but I've heard of organite. Let's see. An argonite is an orangish brown crystal. It has clusters on it. It's a really beautiful stone.
Mm-hmm.
And that works very well for your spine. And especially for women that are going through menopause, it helps with hot flashes, and it helps absorb calcium into your bones. And it kind of mellows you out also. And for people that have back pain, it's a very nice crystal for your bones. So it alleviates the pain that you may have in your spine from the back pain. Oh. And there again, it kind of helps absorb calcium into your bones if you're taking extra calcium for bone loss.
Don't worry about moldavite. I've heard a lot about moldavite. It came from the sky. It is not of this earth and so forth. And I wear one around my neck over my heart, and it's the only crystal I am in possession of. What are your thoughts on moldavite?
Moldavite, I actually have one that I wear around my neck, and it's attached to a sugilite. It's from a meteor, and it's a very powerful crystal, and it's really good for your heart and your upper heart chakra. It helps open it up, releasing all the blockages in your heart.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There again, now that's a pretty high vibrational stone. Now, I know some of my friends, the moldavite is a little too strong for them, and I wouldn't advise putting that under a child's bed because, there again, it is a pretty high vibrational crystal. If you wanted to do a green one for a child, then I would go with the green aventurine.
Okay.
Mm. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yes, I bought my grandsons quite a few crystals last Christmas, and a crystal book which told them all about them. So they were really pleased with that because they just love rocks and stones and things. So,
right. That's good, and it's nice that you introduce your grandchildren to the crystals because they are laying around. And And they're just a really nice stone to have in your pocket or to hold in your hand or to have in your room. For instance, if someone is bothered in their house with negativity or entities, you can have, if you put a carnelian and a ruby together on your windowsill or on your door frame, it protects your home, it protects your apartment, it protects your room from any negativities or what some people call the ickies, you know, sometimes that kind of gray matter that can come into your home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a protection stone. Another protection stone would be a labradorite. You can also have that in your room. It also helps with not having nightmares. And it protects yourself and keeps you high vibrational.
Great. What color is carnelian?
It's an orange.
Sorry, you faded out there for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. A carnelian is orange, and that is a really good stone for the sacral chakra.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you vitality, courage, and helps with initiative.
Mm, sounds good, that.
Yes. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it is,
crystal.
Really.
Another thing, if I know if you're feeling really kind of... let's say scattered and kind of flighty or slightly dizzy with all the energies that have been coming into the atmosphere from the asteroid and just the influx of energies that are coming from the sun flares. I've noticed sometimes I can get kind of scattered, and so what I do is I ground myself. So I ground myself to Mother Earth by envisioning my roots growing out of my feet, attaching to a rock crystal in her core. And another way you can ground yourself is by carrying a tiger's eye, carnelian. You can carry the black crystals as in an onyx. You can also carry a hematite is a very good grounding stone also, a brown stone, and then a tiger's eye.
Mm. Wow.
Or in a red jasper, too. Red jasper is great for digestive, and it's also really good for grounding. In fact, if you have digestive problems, red jasper is really good for your sacral chakra. If you put it in, you can make an elixir out of it. You can use purified water in a glass, put a red jasper in there the night before, and then drink it the next day, and it really helps with weight releasing. It helps with digestion.
Wow. That's handy to know.
Oh, yes, yeah. It works really well. And it's not a toxic stone either.
Hmm.
But
that's
then
really interesting.
I will say that if you do put the red jasper in a glass, just make sure you take the jasper out before you drink the water. Wouldn't want you to choke on your stone.
Yeah, that might interrupt the energy flow.
Yeah, it's blockage.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is, right. So, but I found that crystals, I really enjoy them in my house. I take them with me whenever I travel. And I just can't seem to have enough crystals. They're all scattered around my house, and I love the energy.
I do. And I've got a coffee table, and on the coffee table I have a big glass dish, and it's full of all different sorts of crystals.
I do that. That's wonderful.
Shells as well. I've always collected shells and crystals. I've got all sorts, rose quartz, the clear quartz, all mm-hmm. sorts of different colors in there.
Oh, great.
Mm.
I have a lot of neat of those colors, too. It's interesting with crystals, too. I found that with your sign, your astrological sign.
Mm-hmm. Sagittarian, I am.
You're a Sagittarian?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you what your crystals are then, Jan.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. And these are probably ones you already have because they chose you.
Yes, yeah, they do, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go in here. Okay, for Sagittarian, that's November 23rd to December 21st.
Yeah.
A lapis.
Mm-hmm. Lapis lazuli, that's blue, isn't it, as well?
It's a beautiful blue, and then it has like black and gold inclusions in it.
Mm.
What that does, it enables Sagittarians to realize their aspirations and share plans with others.
Mm.
It also helps you find a partner with whom you can share your love and who will accompany you on your life's journey.
Well, that's all right, Bill. I'll just ask my husband if that's okay.
And obsidian is also a Sagittarian.
Should they have permission,
Yeah. No, I'm only joking. No, go on. Sorry about that, Mary.
That's okay. Obsidian also helps Sagittarius overcome emotional blockages and unhealthy vibrations and restores your natural optimism.
Mm.
Adventuring is another one of the love stones for your heart chakra. And what that does is enhances your positive qualities. Let's see, you're born under the sign of the archer. So its connection to the earth's magnetic field strengthens your inner cheerfulness and your positive vibrations.
Yeah.
Another one for Sagittarius is a Herkimer diamond.
Yeah.
And that promotes very clear thinking and promotes good self-esteem.
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of that.
Diamonds are ladies' best friends.
I think they're better. Upstate New York.
The hardest known substance to get back from a woman, the diamond.
And then a sodalite. Now, that's a stone for your throat chakra. And what it does is it widens your powerfulness, helping you concentrate on essential matters and guiding you to higher levels of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is an appetite, and that's also for the throat chakra. So it opens your throat chakra and brings you joy in relating with others.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one, appetite.
I hadn't either. Does that help with your appetite?
Yes, I know you could ask.
It does help with your appetite, too. It helps with, you can put it in a glass of water, purified water overnight, and then drink it the next day, and it helps with your appetite as far as it helps keep you from overeating.
Oh, well, that sounds good, yeah. Okay. I do maybe tend to be a bit of a binge eater. Because I'm on a diet 90% of the time, and then I think, oh, I'm just going to stuff that cream cake down my face, I just love cream cakes and things like that. And so I don't buy biscuits and things because I eat them if I have them in the house. And so my husband goes to the shop. I think he's a feeder on the quiet. You've heard of fellas that are feeders, where they buy their wives all lovely things to make them nice and chubby and plump. And so I keep complaining that, he's a feeder. But anyway, because I've got no willpower, so it's just cruel, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what's nice about the appetite. It kind of helps. It's a really beautiful stone, and then to drink the water, and it does help with the food absorption and also cuts back on the overeating.
Mm. Oh, well, appetite. I'll have to remember that one. I'll have to get that one from
the... And again, removing the crystal before you drink the water. That's important.
Right, right.
Yeah,
you don't want to take on the appetite.
Right.
And another crystal for Sagittarian is a spinel. And that it comes in blue, red, gold. But the deep blue variety is for Sagittarian. And that fosters perseverance and endurance in times of crisis. Especially if you become easily distracted, the stone, the blue spinel, will help you be focused on your goals.
Good. Sounds good.
And
they're brilliant because they really balance your chakras, don't they? They really balance all your body because they also balance themselves, and they are an energy which, if we keep near to us, do all the things that you say. Anyway, I think we're going to have to get on with the video shortly, aren't we? So that
okay.
So that you can do your remote healing on everyone. And then after that, we're going to take just a few callers, aren't we, Mary?
Because yes, that would be great.
Yeah. So I'll just put that link back in there and just get onto the switchboard. If, Gary, you would like to ask them to pull up the players, et cetera, et cetera. I'll get over to the switchboard. So we'll be speaking to you again later on, Mary. So if there's anything you forgot to tell us about, we'll get you then. Okay, then.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull up the YouTube player and reverse the counter back to zero, set the counter back to zero, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are all ready, and we'll all be synchronized, and John Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will go ahead and cue the music, and we're waiting for the hearts to come up here.
There's mine.
There's mine. And as we're waiting, you just give a couple of seconds here because of the delay, and wait for the hearts.
Okay, then. So I've got the song on the switchboard here to play for the people who are listening on the radio. They obviously can't click on the link. It's a song by Miss Magical. So she's on YouTube, Miss Magical. And it's called A Million Blessings. So I'll press that. So here we go. It's
actually,
10.
It's called
sorry?
The link is
100.
To surrender.
Is it?
Yeah, the link is surrender in the sound. The audio clip is surrender. The song surrender.
Oh, right. Well, we're having funny games again, aren't we?
Here come the hearts.
So I'll have to get onto YouTube
and
get the correct link.
When you are ready.
If it's the wrong link for the wrong song, Gary, I'm just going to have to get the proper one off YouTube, aren't I? Because it looks like the angels are...
Well, either that or cue surrender. Is it on the switchboard?
I don't know. I think it's going to be easier to find. And this one is a special request from Mary. So we'll just see if we can find the correct link. I can't believe that at all. So, here we are. I found it. Can you believe? So they're obviously helping me to find things. Hang on, it's play. I don't want it to play. I want to copy and paste it into the chat room. Okay, here we go. How many times has this happened in all the years, Gary? Never.
I've also found the link as well.
This
isn't
a new one. No, it's all right. There you go. That should be the correct link, is it? So I'll count it down again. So 10.
Everyone, never mind on that first link.
No,
and go ahead and click
the second
link.
So it's 10.
Click the second link, and we'll wait for the hearts to come up so we can get everyone synchronized here.
Okay.
Okay, there's my heart for the new link.
You know I do call the Blog Talk Radio Heart Attack City, don't you? It's not very good for that.
I love Bong Talk Radio. They do the Big Bong Theory. Have you heard of the Big Bong Theory?
No, I haven't, Gary.
Yeah, God smoked a big bong, and poof, here we are.
Oh. Okay, then. Are we ready?
Here come 10, the heart.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Blessings, love, abundance, joy, bliss, harmony, wonderment, artistry, magic. I'll be so
Right now it's time for our candle ceremony, so I hope you've got your candles ready to light. We like to make a ceremony out of this because it makes it special. Because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which is as usual to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world. And also, I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity, and to sanctify the space between us, because we've crossed time zones and meridians, dimensions, to join together. So we'll have a group hug and all connect together, and a light reminds us of the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light their lights. And the light also connects us to spirit. Now I'd like to ask our special guest, Mary E. Gates, to invite the angelic realm. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. I would like to call in all of the seraphims, cherubims, archangels, healing angels, cherubs, guardian angels, and our guides. I ask that you surround us in your loving light of protection, healing, and happiness. Help us release all our negativity, transmuting it into the light, so our hearts open with love and compassion for self and others. Please guide us on our journey of spiritual growth and enlightenment, and may we serve others with total joy. Thank you, dear angels, for being with us now.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. we feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm. They're overflowing with love, and the energy, you can imagine as the purest light, flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
I'm going to do my crystal healing now. Can you hear me? Okay. First of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my feather wand and cleanse your auras. I'm cleansing your aura, and then I will lay the crystals on you. Cleansing the aura will get rid of any debris around the aura or negativity, so you can receive pure healing energy. The first crystal I will lay is a garnet in the rough. That will be on the root chakra. The second crystal will be placed on the sacral chakra. It will be the carnelian. Third chakra I will place a yellow calcite right above the navel chakra, right above your navel, which is called the solar plexus. The next chakra is the heart chakra. I'm going to place a green aventurine on the heart chakra with 6 raw quartz crystals around the green aventurine, making a circle around the green heart aventurine. Next crystal will be a blue raw aquamarine on the throat chakra. On the third eye, I will place an amethyst. On the crown chakra, I will place a clear quartz with an amethyst point. I'm going to place two clear quartz crystals on your hand chakras, and a smoky quartz between your feet. I'm going to use my wand again, my feather wand, and I'm going to stroke it around your body, bringing the energy around your body, brightening the aura. I'm going to use my selenite wand. I'm going to ask the angels to bring in the divine white light from the heavens through the selenite wand in my right hand. I'm bringing it down to your crown chakra with a quartz crystal. I'm bringing the selenite wand down through the center of your body, bringing the white light through your body, filling every one of your chakras, your energy centers, full of white light, releasing all blockages. The energy is coming down your legs, through your feet, into Mother Earth. Thank you, angels, for bringing this divine light to our crown chakra and down through our bodies. I'm using my wand again to continue bringing the white light from the heavens down through your body, through all your chakras. Take deep breaths. Relax. Light is coming through your body, filling your chakras with this beautiful healing energy. The white light is surrounding us, breathe deeply, I'm going to add 2 quartz crystals to your feet. So that the white, loving light stays in your inner body now, surrounding every cell, every molecule, and every atom, completely healing your body. Mm-hmm. crystals are still laying on your chakras. Opening up the chakras. Releasing all blockages. The crystals are happily laying on your bodies. I envision all of you here with me. Envision me with you. I would like to say that if any of you have questions, please feel free to call in. I'll be happy to answer your questions. If you would like to also leave me an email message on my website or Facebook, please feel free to, and I will get back with you. And I would suggest after the show that all of you that are listening and have just received the remote healing, that you take a negative energies and make sure you drink plenty of water for the next day or two, because that'll keep releasing any of the negativity of any of the releasing the negativity so that it brings in more of the positive healing energies. I'm going to use my feather wand one more time. Circle around your body, making sure the light is still flowing through your body. Any chakra? Please continue breathing. Feel the energy through your body. I'm going to take off the crystals now, starting at the crown chakra, third eye, throat chakra, your heart chakra, sacral, solar plexus, your root chakra, your hands and your feet, where I place quartz crystals. Please take some breaths. And if you have water with you, take a sip of water. And if you would like to ask me any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Jan.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Okay.
And as soon as we...
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And stop the music. We'll get are you ready to take some callers?
I'm ready to take callers.
Okay, let's
I'm taking
go
a sip
right
of water
on.
Myself.
Have a sip of water while I take the first caller. It is from the 720 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 720. You're on air with Mary Gates. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Mary. My name is Ivatar and I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, what's your name again? What was your name
Ivatar.
Again?
Ivatar.
Ivatar.
Ivatar. Ivatar.
That's
what
serious.
Would be the question you would have for Mary?
Hi, Ivatar.
My question is, a few days ago, I was told that my three lower chakras was blocked. So I just participated, in the meditation, and it was absolutely beautiful. And I felt a lot of shifting going on. So I just wanted to see if they were clear now.
And did you thing going around? Did you feel energy sort of in your lower extremities?
Everything. Yes, I
you felt
energy
everything?
All over. Yes, I felt everything.
Good, because that's exactly what I was doing when I asked the angels to bring down the divine from heaven to throughout your body.
Mm-hmm.
And what this beautiful white light does, it removes all the blockages in your chakras. So since you felt all that going on, that's wonderful. Because if you were still blocked, you wouldn't have felt any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
so
an empath by any chance?
Yes, I am.
And that's why you felt it. So I'm messaging the angels that your blockages are now released.
What'd you say, Mary? It was kind of
I
awful.
Said the angels. Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry if I muffled. I said the angels know that the healing light, the loving light that came through your body, did release the blockages, and that you have the energy throughout your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I love doing this.
Yes, a beautiful experience.
And I wanted to say, make sure that you drink plenty of water. And if you do have an option to take a sea salt bath, that continues with a releasing. And sea salt is a really good way to also release any residue of blockages.
Okay, I will do that. I have lots and lots of it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Yeah. Colorado. I lived in Colorado for many years. So, good to hear from Colorado.
Mm.
Yes.
So shall I bring the next caller on?
Go ahead and bring them on, and I'll go ahead and remute you, and you can stay on and listen if you wish, or drop off. And John Christie, go ahead and move on to the next caller from 916.
Yeah, hello. You're live on air with Mary. Who's speaking, please?
Hi, this is Diana, Mountain Diva.
Hiya, how are you? Well,
hi, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
I'm great. I'm calling from California, Northern California, Sacramento, Marysville area.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
That smoky quartz between the feet, that made me want to lift off. It didn't want me to make me ground. It wanted me to take off like a rocket. So
oh, really?
I might have had the opposite effect. I love a smoky quartz. I used a smoky quartz wand one time to pull infection out of my neck. So I just love them. They work wonderful. I have... I used to separate them by chakras, put all my roots at one end and end up with the violet and then the quartz is at the top. But now everything is mixed and they're always with me. I live in my car, so they are on my dashboard mixed with my orgone. So I have the metals also of gold and the copper going around the Lemurian crystals. So I have all of the also sacred geometries, and it's all mixed. So, I'm a light worker and I've been doing this for a long time, so to me all chakras are one now and spinning. But I know that's not the case with everybody. So
right.
I just wanted to know if you think it's fine just to mix everything. It's like I have a big mountain mixed of every color and every stone.
It doesn't matter because the crystals, you know, each one has their own healing property, and you have them all mixed up together. I carry a bag of crystals around, too, and I have all the chakra colors in my bag. And it just continues with my healing, and it doesn't matter. They just will heal the chakra that they are associated with. Or you when you programmed and purchased your crystals and you cleansed them and programmed them, you programmed for particular chakras to do particular healings?
Yes, but the ones that I have, the thought accelerators, you can reprogram
yes.
them over and over and over again. So it's
right,
not that things are just programmed once. No, they're programmed for a lot. And then when you need one, when I need one, I can just close my eyes and wave my hand around and I'll pick the one I need. So that, but having them all mixed together is a good thing then. I mean, to me, it
oh,
is.
Oh, sure.
And I have my tuning fork laying all over them, too. My tuning forks are all different, Cephasio scales and collars, all the collars, but they're not in order of any, because I have decided that we are, the chakra is just one chakra now. We're from the center of the earth to the central sun, and that's, well, I mean, not for everybody, not for the people just waking up, but that's how I work at it, so... if you didn't see anything wrong with having everything mixed up, then I guess you answered my question and all is well, and you could go to your next. I love you all.
We love you, Diana.
Bless you. Bless you, Diana. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Diana.
Yeah, and if it works for you, why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bless you all.
There's no rules, are there? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Really? You can
no.
just to go with your gut instinct and do how you feel. Is the right
yeah.
thing to do.
And
yeah,
have
so,
fun with it. I think that's important, too.
Yeah.
True. That's very true, Gary.
Thank
right.
you for calling in, Diana. It's lovely to hear from you again. And the number, if you want to call in, if you're calling from outside America, it's 001-646-929-0461.
And real quickly, Mary, before we get any
yes.
further, for the benefit of our archive listeners, could you go ahead and mention your website?
Oh, yes, certainly. It's www.divinehealingwithmary.com.
Yeah, that's Divine Healing with Mary,
all one word, .com.
Right.
Yeah.
I can write it down here, too. On the...
Great. Okay, well, we do not have another caller at the moment. We might get another one in a minute. Oh, we've got 808. Is that a new one? Let's try that.
Yes, that is a new caller.
808.
That's a new caller. Go ahead and bring him up.
You're live on air with Mary. Where are you calling from, please, and what's your name?
My name is Wilfred, and I'm from Hawaii. I'm just calling to tell Mary... Thank you very much for the blessings.
Oh,
thank you, Will.
Tell Mary I say aloha.
Beautiful. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Will. Thank you so much.
That was a short one. I thought his name was Beaufort.
It's Wilfred.
Oh, Wilfred. Sorry. All right.
He's a friend of mine.
Oh, is he? Oh, lovely.
Yeah, beautiful.
Nice to hear from him, isn't it?
Lovely man, yes.
From Hawaii. We've got a repeat as well, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Something's repeating from somewhere. I don't know why.
And he has the volume turned up on his speakers. He's still open.
That's what was causing it then. Never
yeah.
mind. So we have a song to play because we've nobody
okay.
else on the line at the moment. Mm-hmm. And so you requested this one. It's one of mine, didn't you, Mary?
Yes.
And it's one I recorded with the choir of a local school. And they were ages 5 to 10. I'll just give this a quick spin.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for requesting it. Oh, I hope the children weren't up so late at night to hear that, because the scalp sound here was so bad it sounded like none of us could hold a tune. But never mind.
That was a lovely song. I hadn't heard that one before.
Oh, I thought I played it before quite a while ago, but never mind. The Skype sound is so bad, and I can't believe it's so bad, really, because the weather conditions here are quite fine. Mind you, somewhere between me and where are you, 2,000 miles from me, Gary, there's probably some storms going along.
Oh,
anyway.
It's a bandwidth issue. It's the bandwidth of your internet carrier. That's what causes it.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Never mind. And I have changed supplier in the last couple of weeks. It has been better, but it's still bad. Anyway, next week we do have Lauren Robertson. She's been here before, and her mum also comes on here pretty regularly, Jane Dawson.
Right.
So she's a chip off the old block. And
she really is. She's a lovely chip off the old block. And,
yeah, she is.
Good to have her back.
Yeah, they're both fantastic, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And don't forget to get onto Facebook and like our page. It's the Healing Fountain page on Facebook. And we could just do with a few more likes on there, couldn't we, Gary? And don't forget to tune in to Gary's show, A Night with Daddy G. Do you want to tell us about that, Gary? What night is that on?
It is on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. So it's a little late for those of you in Europe, but I do have quite a few fans, actually, that do listen in Europe during that time, a few of the night owls, insomniacs, whatever. And it's just basically for fun. It's fun, lighthearted, wild and crazy music, chat, socializing. It's how you be spiritual and kick up your heels at the same time.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, and so what time is that? That's at 9 o'clock EST, your time, is it?
Yes, it is. 9 p.m. Eastern time, that would be 2 a.m. At your house.
Whoa. That's right. That's why I don't get to listen to it. But I could tune into the archives, because all the Blog Talk Radio shows are in archives. So if you click on the link at any time, and our shows as well, we've got every show going back to the first one we did. And all you have to do is just click on the link. If you get on that Blog Talk Radio, you can find the link easily enough, and you can play any show. And that goes for Gary's as well.
Right.
So before we go, it's time to thank you for being here, Gary.
Thank you. And I posted the Facebook link in for the Healing Fountain. I'll go ahead and post one for the Daddy G Show as well.
Brilliant.
So go ahead and like the pages on Facebook, everyone.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. And thank you for tuning in, and thank you for tuning in all around the world, because our listeners range from Brazil to Hong Kong. We get callers from all over the world, and it's such a pleasure to do the shows. And I don't think I'm going to thank the Gremlins for being here again tonight. But
oh, thank the Gremlins. They did their job perfectly.
Oh, yes. Did they? Yeah, well, Heart Attack City, as I said. But we're going to thank Mary for doing a really great job. And it was a very powerful healing session. And, in fact, people phoned in to say that they really felt the clearing and the shift.
Yes, thank you ever so much, Mary.
Yes,
oh,
thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. I love being here. Thank
You're
you
welcome
so much.
Back anytime.
Oh,
next
thanks.
Time, we might get it right.
It's more fun this way.
Is it? Oh, it keeps us on our toes, doesn't it?
Right.
I believe in angels as well as gremlins, so we're going to play out with this one. So thank you for joining us, everybody, because you all helped to make the energy. It's a trans-global co-creation, and you were all part of it. So thank you so much for that. And so we'll press play, and goodbye, and God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
I had a dream, a song to sing, to help me cope
of a fairy tale. You can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in
Mary.